Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
One of the subjects that we wanted to tackle is the issue of load shedding. So Daniel Shea will be joining us in a while because I'm very confused. Every time I think I know which zone I'm in, boom, I'm in another. That is, of course, one aspect of load shedding. The other is the issue around criminality. Are we being made more vulnerable? Are criminals taking advantage of the power cuts? Sean Jammy, who is the Chief Operating Officer at CAP Community Actor Protection. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Morning. I'm great. How are you?
I am great. Thank you. So is this, in terms of your own experience and what you're seeing, is load shedding having an impact on criminality?
I think in terms of criminality, we've seen little to no change, delta in the type or amount of crime. What we have seen, though, is quite a significant additional load on things like our armed response control room as a result of technical issues. And I think that's probably more relevant to the security industry than potential opportunities afforded to criminals as a result of load shedding.
So there's not an actual impact. Why do you think that is, though, in terms of regular load shedding and traditional criminality?
I'd be guessing if I said that I had any, you know, genius insight into the criminal mind and why they wouldn't take advantage of load shedding. I think in general we've had this power instability for, you know, 12-13 years now, and any change that would have taken place has taken place already. So when we move in and out of the phases, we're seeing very few differences. However, and once again, and maybe we can touch on this in the next question, is the real issue here comes down to the utilization of security resources. And I think there's been quite a bit in the media from a variety of security companies that have said, hey guys, we've got a problem with load shedding.
In terms of cooperation, is there cooperation on a greater level around, it's all very well that we have load shedding and City Power are aware of this. Is there a communication with law enforcement at all around this? I mean, I would, down to the very basic level of traffic lights not working at major intersections. Do JMPD know that this is going to be happening and that they need to station people there? Or is it all reactive rather than planned?
I'd love to have the insights that you're asking about. I'd love to understand the operational planning that goes on around load shedding. I think I heard that Daniel's coming on after me, and I think he's probably better placed to answer that sort of question. From our perspective, yes, there's significant operational planning. We live or die by the load shedding schedules. We resource up when there's load shedding. We get more people in the control room. We get our vehicles to do more regular patrols, and it's something that we're very conscious of in our world.
And are you finding that reliable? Because one of the concerns that I have is that we think we're going to be load shed and then we're not. And then when we don't think we are, we are. If you don't have that information from a CAP planning perspective, it's very difficult to ramp up and ramp down.
You're 100% right, and it isn't as reliable as it could be. We try and err on the side of caution. So we try rather have, you know, more capacity than less. The issue is that no matter how much capacity we build during load shedding, you know, so that there's a few scenarios when the power outage hits, you can have multiple alarms going off at the same time, thinking, hey, you know, something's wrong. During the load shedding, everybody's battery is failing, or a lot of homes' batteries are failing. So you're getting multiple alarms as the systems send their Hail Marys to say, hey, I'm dying. Somebody come check me out. And then when the dead alarms come back when power resumes, we're then getting another bunch of alarms. So no matter what we do in terms of capacity, we're always going to be overwhelmed. But having said that, we try and put as much extra resource in place as we can and as many precautions as we can in place.
Right. Ansan says, with no electricity, the criminals are being delayed, but also by the potholes that they can't see. Eskom and the JRA working together, the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. Working together to fight crime is a new one.
Yeah, absolutely. Before I let you go, advice for people during load shedding from a crime perspective.
Yeah, so look, I'm a physical security guy. I'm a secure your homes as well as possible sort of person. And I think for me, what we've seen more and more, especially with the fluctuation between levels, is this whole issue around batteries and battery life and different battery technologies. You know, you've typically got an old school lead acid battery in your alarm panel, which doesn't like being drained totally and then recharged. They lose their capacity quickly. And there's a new generation of batteries, as we all know, this whole lithium ion type battery that are available for alarm panels. So that's an investment I would really encourage everyone to make. I mean, first of all, have an alarm, use it, and then just make sure that you've got the best power backup in that alarm panel as possible. So they are pretty pricey, these lithium-ion batteries. I think they're somewhere between 800 and 1,200 rand versus the few hundred rand for the old one. But if I can give just one practical tip, it's to investigate putting that in. Okay,
right.
Something that someone who's a little bit handy can probably do themselves. Otherwise, obviously, we can assist. And then just general vigilance. I mean, we're really pushing quite hard for people to, you know, listen to their instincts, listen to their dogs, your dog's bark. Give us a call. Let us come and check. Okay. Mm-hmm. Have a working panic button. All of these really routine things that I tend to beat on about become more important in environments such as this.
Sean Jammy, Chief Operating Officer at Community Active Protection, CAP Security, talking to us about criminals taking advantage of the power cuts.